He thought about a second attack. I'm Steve Rappaport, Fox News. The man charged with killing seven people at a 4th of July parade in Illinois reportedly had another target on his mind.
Robert Cremo III confessed to his actions in interviews prior to a judge denying him bond.
He went into details about what he had done.
Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhardt said the gravity of the crime led to that. Police discovered he perhaps planned to kill again after Highland Park. Lake County Major Crimes Task Force spokesman Chris Covelli said Cremo fled to Wisconsin.
He did see a celebration that was occurring in Madison, and he seriously contemplated using the firearm he had in his vehicle to commit another shooting.
Police say 83 spent shells were found on the Highland Park rooftop where Cremo fired. His next court appearance is later this month. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Meanwhile, in Richmond, Virginia, police say they thwarted a planned holiday mass shooting. Cops acting on a tip arrested two men and seized multiple guns.
There is no telling how many lives this hero citizen made. I mean, how many lives this hero citizen saved from one phone call.
Richmond Police Chief Gerald Smith.
I may be the police chief, but I'm also a citizen, and it's ridiculous. At some point in time, this has got to stop.
Smith says a motive has not been determined. Mississippi will not have any abortion clinics left come tomorrow when a new law banning most abortions takes effect, and Kentucky's two abortion clinics want a judge to block that state's near total ban on the procedure.
Planned Parenthood and EMW Women's Surgical Center argue near complete restrictions on abortion will cause adverse medical and financial impacts on women. Last week, a circuit judge issued a temporary restraining order over blocking the abortion ban law. The two providers want a longer injunction while the case works its way through courts.
Fox's Tom Graham. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Wall Street closing in positive territory after investors learned the Federal Reserve plans to continue raising a key interest rate.
The minutes from the central bank's latest policy meeting in June reveal that Fed members see an interest rate hike of a half a percentage point to three quarters of a percentage point at its next meeting in July to tame hot inflation. Central bankers said that raising the benchmark borrowing rates by three quarters of a percentage point in June was necessary to control cost of living increases running at their highest level since 1981.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Wisconsin's Supreme Court says a woman charged with killing a man can argue at trial that she was justified because the man was sexually trafficking her. Wisconsin has a law that absolves trafficking victims from criminal liability for offenses committed as a direct result of being trafficked. The justices ruled that law extends to first-degree intentional homicide, but said Crystal Kaiser will need to prove her decision to kill Randall Voller was connected to trafficking. The FDA and Juul agreeing to put their legal battle on hold while the government reviews the company's electronic cigarettes. The agency ordered Juul last month to pull its products from the market, but an appeals court blocked the ban at Juul's request. The FDA yesterday suspended its initial order. Two-time Wimbledon champion Rafael Nadal moves a step closer to a third title.
Nadal showed what true champions are made of. Down 2-1 and coping with a painful abdomen, Nadal came through with a 5-set triumph over American Taylor Fritz.
For a lot of moments, I was thinking maybe I will not be able to finish the match, but I don't know. The court, the energy is something else, so yeah, thanks for that.
That's courtesy of the BBC. Nadal is 19-0 in majors this year. He reached the Wimbledon semifinals for the eighth time. Bob Bortali, Fox News.
And recapping on Wall Street, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 all closing in positive territory. I'm Steve Rappaport, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.